hello. How you doing, Waxum Quaxums, Wixums Quixums, Wixy Quizzies, Quazzies, you? I hope you're well. This is a little announcement because the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up in mostly April this year, actually. And Wax Quizzical is going to be coming back alive. Tickets are on sale. So if you're in Melbourne on the 15th of April at 3:20 p.m. and can make it up the stairs at Comedy Republic, then you can come join us for a live episode of Wax Quizzical. Guests, TBC, keep listening to this show. Not today's show, but I just mean the next few weeks and you'll find out who the guests are. I hope to see you there. Tickets available at comedyrepublic.com.au. Let's do the show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Tina Del Twist.
Yes, hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. Not many people do.
Oh, really? You don't get the return service?
Oh, look, I think I'm very good at burning people.
Is that so? You
know, so once I've been on once, they don't never ask me back.
Well, do you remember the score you got last time you were on, Tina?
Didn't I get like a foot? I was like one of the best.
You got 10 out of 10, I believe.
10 out of 10, which is, again, people, it's Australia, tall poppy syndrome. That's too good for everyone.
Exactly, they cut you down.
Yes.
I think it was that. It could have been 8. It was definitely up
there.
No,
let's go with 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Claim it while you can.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I saw you most recently at the Midsummer Extravaganza.
Did you?
It was sensational.
Was I there?
Yes, you were there. Yeah. Yes. Was it lineup of many, many acts at the Sydney Mime Music Bowl?
Sydney Mime Music Bowl, that's right.
Had you performed there? Was that the first time you'd performed there?
No, it wasn't. Actually, I opened up in Rossiano there.
Did you?
Once. I was her support act.
Great. What's it like performing at the Sydney Mime Music Bowl? All those thousands of people out in front of
it's
you.
It's different because, I sing.
Yes.
As well. And so it feels, it's kind of a rock star element to it. The sound makes it different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of echo. It's like reverb times 10.
Right.
For the audience and everything that you're doing.
Yeah, sort of bouncing around in there.
Yeah, but absolutely wonderful if you're not bombing.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do.
Yes, no, you didn't.
You know what I mean? When
absolutely.
People are screaming your name and applauding, like, it's wonderful. How could it go wrong? But I could imagine bombing there wouldn't be fun. imagine Carol's by candlelight. Yeah. Half the people are just like, oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
absolutely.
Got, yeah, it's a big space.
But we have a quiz today. We have 10 questions.
Great.
To see how many you can
get. Am I asking the questions?
I'm asking the questions.
Oh,
the
that's
questions
even
are here.
Better.
The questions are written here. You have to give answers, actually.
Oh, well, right.
And you have a brains trust to assist you.
Marvelous.
Yes.
I want them to, can they walk around with me every day?
Yes. Well, maybe you could ask them for yourself. Shall we meet them now?
Yes.
First of all, it's been on the show before. It's a big welcome back to traveling salesman, Looney Barnard.
Lou Barnard, it's great to be here. Grip it and rip it, they say. And by grip it, they mean my hand on your money, giving it back to you if you are not satisfied with the ripping of my brand new product.
Oh.
Custom Shanks.
Custom Shanks.
Custom Shanks. Wow. Okay. You think Shanks. What do you think?
I think lamb.
Okay.
I think like a shiv, like in...
Like a shiv.
Like in prison.
Like a shiv.
Well, no, when I think shiv, I think something completely different.
That's what do you think about? What do you think about? I want to know.
Think about shiv.
Yes.
It's kind of like... Have you ever been shelved?
Have I been shelved?
Yes.
I have not been shelved personally, but I have shelved.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's... Go back to Shanks.
Okay.
Right. So, lamb.
Yes.
Shanks. That's yes. what I would think when I think Shanks.
Okay.
Okay. Is that what you're shilling?
No. More you.
Okay. The shiv.
Custom, the shiv, Shanks, whatever you might call them. Mm. Yeah. Some people call them Shanks. Some people call them shivs. It's a prison terminology. There's different regions. It's like the champagne, you know, of Shanks.
Yes.
You can only make Shanks, you know, in a certain area.
And so you do custom Shanks.
I do custom Shanks.
And you sell
shivs.
These cell to cell?
Sell to sell. We go by. We sell. If you are going, say you have committed. I'm sure, Tina, you might have committed a crime in your wilder days.
Daily.
Yes. If you are convicted of this crime, you go to prison. And in the big house, there are different rules. Okay? You have to get in with the gang. Okay? And to get in with the gang, you have to get your red wings. Okay? You got to kill someone. Luckily, there are lots of people to kill. Or at least punish. Or at least maim. Okay? So... What do you want to use? You don't want to use one of these things that you tape together using whatever, like a lighter or a pen with a little bit of whatever it is. No. You need a custom shank. Let them know who did it. Send a message, not just to them and their gang, but to the world about your brand.
Okay, so it leaves a mark. It leaves sort of an individual mark. Each shank.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So Louis Barnard.
You name it, we shame it.
Is here to assist you with the quiz.
Well, I'm glad because you sound to know a lot more, like you know a lot more than I would.
Well, I only know a very focused view.
After hearing you talk, don't know what a shiv or a shank is.
Well,
but that's
there you
fine.
Go.
That's my issue, not yours.
I think, is this something? I don't know. Is this, yeah. I don't know. Is it something that sparks?
Well, it's interesting. We actually have two salesmen here today. We also have a shop owner. It's a big hello. Hello to Dirk.
Yeah, hello. Good to be here. Thank you.
Welcome,
Dirk. Yeah.
Do you sell? Are you in the same business? Are you in the custom shank business?
Oh no, not quite. No.
Oh, okay,
I sell. It's primarily a bakery. You know, like a bakery, as we say. I'm from Germany. I don't
know. Boulangerie,
bakeries.
Yeah, no, just one bakery.
That's the plural for many bakeries.
Bakery.
That's right. Yeah. Now, yeah, you're not German, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Would be confusing because it would sort of sound like you only sell rye bread. But do you have a larger
No. We make, you know, the Apfelstrudel, the Karvenschnagen, and the Kuppelknuppel, and the Knuppelpenis. Have you had the Knuppelpenis?
I certainly have, actually, yes. Down at the Hofbräuhaus.
Yeah, the Hofbräuhaus.
Not inside the Hofbräuhaus, but that's a whole other story.
I don't understand.
What is it? I've not heard of it. What is a Knüppel penis?
A Knüppel penis. Mm. Yeah, it's a light flaky pastry. Yeah.
Yes.
And we put a Kransky. You know Kransky?
Yeah, I know a Kransky. A sausage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sausage, I think it's the best.
Yeah, it's my favorite as well. Yeah. But yeah, we also sell you know, hammers and nails and various tools at the bakery. Yeah, so it's called Shoppen Guten von Dirk. That's the name of the shop. Yeah.
Shoppen Guten?
Shoppen Guten from Dirk. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Von Dirk.
So Dirk is here as well.
The brains just sounds incredible.
Yes, it's the best every week.
They know things I don't, and I'm sure hopefully I know things that you don't.
Each of us add to the rich tapestry that is the tapestry of life.
Question number one. Which blood type is a universal donor?
Oh, my goodness, I know this.
Oh, yeah?
I know this because
You've seen a lot of blood.
I've seen a lot of blood, okay? We're talking about shivs, we're talking about shanks. Hello, welcome to Blood Town. That's what I tell to people, okay? So, yeah, O is the one that can go everywhere and be anything it wants, okay? If you're like me, you're A-, you know. But okay. Other people can't have mine.
Any particular kind of O?
Any O.
Because there's right? O negative and O positive, right?
I don't know. I try to stay positive.
Okay. That's good. That's yeah. good. Yeah, I'm more yeah. of a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah.
yeah.
And did you learn all this blood stuff in prison?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I personally was never charged. Oh. I was in a prison.
Right. Oh, so you're not in prison. You just yeah. sell in there.
I just sell in
there. They let you in there to walk yeah, up and down yeah, the cells selling shanks, yeah, of course.
Exactly. I'm a registered salesman. They mm-hmm. have to, by law, let me in.
Do they?
Yeah. So, you know, I, you know, have had a few excitable customers mm-hmm. where they test out the product on myself, and I quickly learned what my blood type was.
Okay.
Yeah, and also my threshold for pain, and that I was a flight in the fight or flight.
Do you have some scars from that?
Oh, everyone, yeah, I do. Mm. But, you know, they say scar tissue is stronger than normal tissue. So, basically, I am yeah. impervious now, okay?
But so blood type, was that the yes. question?
Yeah, like, what is the question, though?
Which blood type is a universal donor?
So, what's a universal donor?
Yes. So, my blood type is O negative. Right. And I understand that if I were allowed
that's just
to
say,
give
you're
blood.
You're allowed to because you're a gay.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Because I have monogamous sex with the same man for the last decade.
Oh, my God.
I'm at risk of rubbing up some AIDS,
I
apparently.
I can't believe it's still a thing. I'm sorry. I will go on a rant about this. Do you know about this, right?
Yeah.
That you can't, the brain's trust.
Well, you've actually campaigned on this.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's something I want to give blood, but I cannot. Okay, because, you know, of course, you know, prison's got different rules.
Yes, well, we'll you know, there's I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Because I have been in prison and found it's different. Mm. Anyway, the point is.
Do you want to put O? I think I know that I can, and I'm O negative. Mm. If I could,
but right. you can.
If but
you
I can.
Oh, so is
because
it,
you're in a long-term
let's
relationship.
Let's go with O.
With,
let's go with O.
Person.
Another person.
I like
monogamously
to
yeah, for a decade.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll put O negative.
Oh yes, I commit.
Question number two: which team event was last seen at the 1920 Olympics in Antwerp? Which team event was last seen at the 1920 Olympics in Antwerp?
Which team event?
Team event.
1920.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. What is an old sport that never is not really around anymore?
Polo?
Do they have polo?
Don't know.
They might not have had polo, but they didn't give a shit about horses. They still don't give a shit about horses.
No, true.
I mean, I don't know what sports exist now, darling. But I'm thinking I've just got
polo. Synchronized javelin. Dude, croquet.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, really?
Team sport?
Croquet.
Do you want to put croquet?
I love a croquet. Little mac and cheese croquet.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Yes, please. Give yeah. that fried up. Give me a little bit of aioli sauce. Oh, yes, please.
Question number three. Humans, chimpanzees, gorillas, and what other animals have fingerprints? Humans, chimpanzees, gorillas, and what other animals have fingerprints?
Ooh, orangutans.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Yeah.
Didn't mention orangutans. We could
Does
get
that
them.
Fit into gorilla?
No.
No?
A gorilla is not a orangutan.
See, that's what I was thinking, unless it's one of those trick questions.
I got a big problem with this question, okay?
Let's talk about some other animals.
What about
Well,
lemur?
I would say, like, if you wanted to encapsulate an orangutan, then you would say ape. Because right. an orangutan is an ape, and right. so is a gorilla.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But are we talking about, what else is there that would have a fingerprint?
So what, do dogs have fingerprints?
No.
Do cats?
No.
Also, I think you have to have fingers.
It's a cute paw print thing. You know?
To me, they do, darling.
Yes.
To me, they do.
Yes.
Koalas.
Koalas, they're up trees.
I don't think that they look like they would have fingerprints. They look.
They have fingies.
They got fingies, but would they have fingerprints? I don't. They don't strike me as an animal with fingerprints.
Okay.
Are they the ones with chlamydia?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they've got enough going on.
A lot of prisoners also, they burn have off chlamydia. Their fingerprints. Oh, right, yeah. Is that why you can't give blood?
You know, that's one of the many reasons.
Mm.
But that's those days are over. You know, my partying days are behind me. You know, I'm 54.
You know? You're just getting started, Tommy.
Yeah, stop it. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what about a sloth?
A sloth?
Maybe
Is
a
that
sloth
a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real animal.
I thought it was just one of the seven deadly sins.
It's both. A lot like envy.
Mm. Is envy an animal?
You ever envy. Seen an envy before?
I've never seen an envy.
Oh, I just
what color is one? It?
green.
Yes, I have very delicious toe meat. Meat on the toe. It's very, not a lot, but it's very delicious.
Oh, it's so hard, isn't it?
A few options there. What would you like to lock in?
Koala.
Okay, I'll put koala.
Only because it was my option.
I'm telling you, orangutan.
You're saying orangutan. What are you saying, Dirk?
I'll go with you, Tina. That's good. Koala.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Question number four. What was the first message sent by Morse code? What was the first message sent by Morse code?
I actually feel like I know this.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Was happy? I think that was the
SOS.
SOS, the very first thing.
Yes,
they went in. They went in.
That's a rough start.
Rihanna's song.
Yes, SOS, please, someone help me.
Yes, and then so her song is essentially a reinterpretation of the first.
Of the first SOS, because it, wouldn't that be what you'd be, Morse code, isn't that what it's for, is to communicate when you're in trouble?
Mm. Yeah, I think at the time it was just to communicate, though.
Right, so hello?
Yeah.
It's me.
Hello.
Mm. Do you think like when you invent something like that and you send something for the very first time that you would like pick a phrase... You know, you'd realize the momentousness of the occasion.
Was it Marconi that did that, or is he just the radio guy?
Marconi invented the wireless radio,
Yeah. Did he do the same thing with that, or was he just the radio man?
Maybe.
He could be like, hello, my name is Marconi. Yes.
What about like a test, 1, 2, hello?
I love something that like one. That
on a Morse
sense.
Code?
Mm. Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yep.
Oh, is that where they get it from, all the sound guys, when they say 1, 2? It's like a homage to the first Morse code that was 1, 2.
Never forget. They never forget where they come from.
2, 2, 1, 2.
A long line.
I like that.
Do you want to put 1, 2?
I like it. 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. I like that. I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
It is just, does it? Like an homage.
Question number 5. The Metropolitan Museum of Art is colloquially known as what? The Metropolitan Museum of Art is colloquially known as what?
The Met.
You been to the Met?
No.
Oh. Don't like museums?
Just haven't gotten around to it.
Mm-hmm. Not in the market for your product. You're very busy selling, of course.
Well, I would like to, but, you know, I got a lot of different things to do. Mm. You know, I'm a traveling person. I just never made time. Have you been to the Met?
No.
So how come?
Well, I've been to a lot of museums.
Me too.
This is awkward. Should we step outside?
Well, I know. I feel like something. I think they need their own room, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just don't know why I'm getting judged for not seeing the Met when you have not seen the Met either.
You
and
seem
we both
suspiciously defensive about the Met.
I'm not being defensive about the Met. I'm just defensive about the fact that I have to be defensive about the Met. Okay? While I'm being judged by the Met. I haven't seen the Met, okay? I admit it. I've not gone to the Met. I'm sorry. But guess what? Who hasn't gone to the Met? Oh, little Kyron Wheatley over here, okay?
But you know that it's called the Met.
I do, but don't you know that it's called the Met?
Only because you said it.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Who said? Who else would say that? Do you know that it is?
Well, I've... what?
Exactly.
Do you want to put the Met?
Yes, please.
You don't have to.
Oh, no, I'd love to.
I don't even know if we're right, but I've got a good feeling.
No, I'm with you. Put the Met.
I'll put the Met. Question number 6. What is a single strand of spaghetti called? What is a single strand of spaghetti called?
Spaghetto?
Spag.
Are you? Do you like a spag?
A spag.
One spag?
A spag. Or a hetty.
I would call...
You sure it's not spaghetto?
Spaghetto.
You know, like gelato and gelati?
Yes, that makes sense too. Spaghetto. Oh.
Do you like Italian food?
Yes, yeah. I had a fettuccine once, but I didn't quite like it. It didn't have enough, rare organs from rare animals.
Not enough cabbage and onion for it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Not enough potato. I like gnocchi, that's potato. Yeah, I like that. Mm. It's good.
Famously.
Yeah.
Is it a noodle?
A noodle?
I think it's a noodle.
Is it one noodle?
What's the difference between a noodle and spaghetti? It's the same.
Yeah, it's a spaghetti is a noodle.
Yes.
It belongs to the genus of noodle.
Right.
Yeah. There are many. A noodle is like, so you got like plant, animal, noodle, and spaghetti is in there.
It's its own category.
It's the noodle kingdom.
And noodle is spaghetti with a perm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a spaghetti is a noodle.
That's true. I mean, not all. I'm thinking of 2-minute noodles have perms, but the other,
spaghetti's,
you know,
not all
noodles,
and not all noodles are spaghetti. But spaghetti is a noodle.
But what about one spaghetti?
It's a noodle.
But is noodle not the singular of noodles?
Yeah, but exactly. So a noodle is the singular of all noodles.
I see.
So once you get and they, a fettuccine.
I think this one's trying to send us down the garden
I'm not.
Path.
I think I'm agreeing with you.
You're good.
So I think that once you, if you get like a pile of fettuccine, that's great. But you take one out of that, and that's a noodle. You take one big pile of spaghetti. Who's leaving all these fucking pastas around? You know what I'm saying? You take one strand of that. That's a noodle too. Individually, they all become noodles.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That is fucking poetic.
Is that the way you live your life?
Yeah.
What?
Is that the way you live your life as
in
well?
Way, yeah, yeah. We're all the same. Once it, together we're people.
You are your own noodle.
We are our own noodle.
Yeah, we're all just boiled noodles thrown against the wall and some of us stick. And
some of us are not al dente.
Yeah.
I've got a dog that's also the noodle.
It's true.
Beautiful animal.
Do you want to put noodle?
Yes, please. I accept.
Question number 7. President Macron is trying to put what condition on getting the pension? It's in the news at the moment. President Macron is trying to put what condition on getting the pension in France, I assume?
President Macron.
That's what I was. I'm glad you clarified in French. I was like, have we got a new... Is there someone...
Yeah.
It's a president...
Yeah, it's Zumbo.
President Zumbo, delicious treats.
Yes. Now, can President Macron, who is Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, lots of protests in Paris and around France at the moment because he's trying to put a condition, a new condition, on getting the pension.
Older age, I imagine. Something like, it's like you have to be.
And they are rioting.
90 or something.
Mm. Have you been there?
Demand for shivs and shanks have gone through the roof.
Ah, oh, so you're shifting the business to France?
We are just diversifying temporarily to France during this period of unrest.
So the 65 plus group is now the new demographic for shivs at the moment?
We try not to put age. Shivs are for everybody. Okay? We try not to, you know, say, oh, you're too young or too old for a shiv.
Yes.
You're a very ethical businessman.
Thank you.
So do you have the rainbow flag as well on your business?
Yes. Flag? We don't care. Mm-hmm. What you anything?
Yep.
We don't mind.
Do you accept my blood?
Yes.
Good.
We accept everybody's blood, and everyone has a right to shiv one another.
So that's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. What condition is President Macron?
I think it would have to do with age. I think it would have to do with trying to
raising the age.
Raising the age.
Uh-huh.
Because that's shit.
Yes.
All right, so I assume that would have everyone up in arms.
The age of retirement.
All right, I'll put raising the age of retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
Question number 8. 8 Australian students sent spiders on the ill-fated Columbia space mission. Why?
They didn't like spiders.
Just saying. They wanted to get them out of the house.
Yeah. So they put them on a rocket ship.
Yes, the spiders, they're all sitting at home on the couch, you know, lying around, not doing much, you know. Mm. And the students were like, when are you going to do something with your life?
Yes.
Fine.
So they sent them to space.
So they must have been thrilled when it exploded. It was just absolutely beyond their wildest dreams.
They're not coming back. Unless they're daddy long legs, because daddy long legs keep other spiders away.
Oh, do they? You know this? I didn't know that.
I'm so useful with information.
Just not about the questions that we're being asked. Yeah.
No, I believe the understanding is that if you see daddy long legs in the corner of your house, actually leave them because they keep huntsmen away.
But huntsmen are harmless as well.
Yeah, but huntsmen are scary.
So are daddy long legs.
Well, seriously, if you were lying in bed... and you look across to the wall and you see Daddy Long Legs and all the other option is a massive huntsman, which one are you going to want to see
most? So you're more scared of the huntsman and the huntsman's more scared of the Daddy Long Legs?
Yes, because Daddy Long Legs are poisonous.
Oh, but they can't get us.
No, except for us, but they're poisonous to other beings.
Does this sound like it's
something
factual?
My dad told me that I can't to make me feel better, probably.
Yeah.
No, I actually do believe that there's something in the, I don't know if that's why. Well, I know that daddy long legs are poisonous to other things. If they're actually poisonous, they can't bite us.
Yeah.
But they keep away other, that's why if you see daddy long legs in the corner, you often won't see any other spiders around.
Well, it could have been Daddy Long Legs. It could have been something else. But 8 Australian students sent spiders on the ill-fated Columbia space mission. I assume to do some sort of experiment. I guess that's what why they're asking. Why do you have an R&D department, Louis, in your business?
We do market research.
Yeah.
And we do testing on our projects.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. But I mean,
you to figure out if testing, they work.
Yeah, the best testing I always say is the field.
In the field, yeah.
Yeah.
Once a few people have used them.
That's right. That's when you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know what you know. But I believe for the
spiders... Did you like customer surveys to find
customer,
out?
Oh, yeah. I sent
how did you enjoy
bunches
your shank?
Of emails. Once you have bought one of our products, you get thousands of emails a day asking if you liked our products. What did you think
did
about
Did you enjoy
our products?
The shank?
Did you shank?
How far did it go
in? Did
you
not shank? How far? Did you have any spray back or blowback? Are you in prison? Yeah. Are you not in prison? Did you escape? What's your favorite color?
Yes,
do you ever think about the person that you killed? I believe it's they wanted to study their webs for low gravity.
Ah, yeah, see if they could make webs in space.
Webs in space, which is where the internet came from.
Oh, so you actually, God, you make that, you sound like you actually know.
I think that I know.
That sounds pretty correct.
Which is powerful.
No, that does. Would you agree with that, Derp?
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, but or is it just his tone that makes him sound
could be.
Knowledgeable?
I am a salesman.
He speaks with a lot of confidence.
He does.
Yeah.
The web thing, I mean, it does make sense, doesn't it?
He said it so confidently.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, we shouldn't talk about you. You're still in the room.
I am.
Yeah. Yes. Louis was very confident.
I would go, I would go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would go with that.
Make webs in space. Question number 9. What does BMW stand for in English? This is a German company, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've made airplanes.
Yeah, I know that, Volkswagen is the people's car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
now, when did these companies come about? Can you tell us a little bit about that period?
Yeah, because you know the name. You know the translation. You must know
Germans,
a bit of the
history. Germans, we don't remember certain decades.
Really? Yeah. That seems weird. It seems
the
20s, you should remember those.
The 50s,
somewhere
the 10s.
Between the 30s and the 50s.
Seems to me like you guys should keep remembering that period, those long periods of time.
Yeah.
When you were involved in some pretty weird things.
Yeah.
What did they used to do?
There was lots of education reform.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were good relations with Japan.
True. Italy. That's where you learned about spaghetti
for a little while.
That's right. Yeah.
For a moment.
Briefly.
There, yeah.
Briefly.
All too briefly, some would say. Not me.
No. You wish it went longer.
No, I would never say it was all too brief. I think it's brief enough.
Oh, I see.
I see. You got me scared there for a second. I was like, did I just think that I said that something? No, I did not. I said the right thing, but you are making me feel like I did.
And you say you'll sell shanks to anyone.
Yeah, listen, would I sell a shank to Hitler? Probably not. I would like to think that's where I would draw the line. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I would sell shanks to the people that... strung up Mussolini, you know, I would sell them to the people that overthrew them.
But what does BMW stand for?
I would
for?
Sell shanks to Tom Cruise.
Another Nazi?
He was another Nazi trying to kill the big Nazi. But I probably wouldn't
for
sell a shank.
For completeness, we should say that Tom Cruise, I think, is not a Nazi.
He played a Nazi.
Ah.
In Valkyrie, that's what
I'm
talking
about.
Does
that make you... a Nazi in real life?
No, I think there is a separation between reality and fiction.
Mm, great. But what does BMW stand for?
Big Mag Wheels.
Big Mag Wheels.
Big Mag Wheels.
Is that right? Does that ring true in German?
So
does that mean it would be another in German?
Yes, well, I guess that maybe, because I would have thought that M might be something like motor.
Oh, that makes sense.
Motor vehicle or something. And then maybe the German is motor vehicle.
Yes,
or some
motor vehicle.
Yeah, that's correct. Das ist genau.
Yes. Big motor vehicle.
Yeah, big motor vehicle, do you reckon?
Yeah,
but honestly, I do not know.
A Doppelwehr could mean Wagen.
Yes.
Much like Volkswagen.
Yes.
So we won't talk about Volkswagen anymore.
Why?
Volkswagen was my first
boring.
Car, actually.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I miss it. I sold it for $50. Do you understand how much
you know who
be
else's
now?
First car it was?
Who's
Adolf Hitler's?
Oh yes,
something you have in common.
It's probably a good thing I sold it. I sold it for.
Wait, you had Adolf Hitler's first car?
Yes, yes. I had Adolf Hitler's first car and I saw
what
it.
What a scoop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a crime.
I don't think it's a crime to own Adolf Hitler's first car.
I think it is. You're not allowed to own. You're not allowed to own like Hitler memorabilia.
Really?
Because otherwise, you know, it raises in value and it makes it like, you know, special.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's good.
That makes me feel so much better. I actually didn't know that. That makes me feel so much better.
There's no market on like old Nazi shit.
Yes. BMW. Wheels.
Wheels.
Big motor wheels?
Big motor wheels.
We'll find out.
Yeah. We'll find out soon. I'm curious.
I don't know.
Yeah, as a little boy growing up in München, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what I would say when I was
big
walking
motor
around.
Wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirk, it's your turn.
Question number 10, final question. Performing as the Bee Gees, name the three Gibb brothers.
Barry. Like Barry. Oh, God.
Did they ever perform in Eurovision?
Stay Alive. Oh, no, that's I can think of ABBA. No, you know how they do. No, I don't think they did.
No.
I don't think they did.
That's a lovely rendition of Staying Alive, though.
Stay Alive, because I like to know where. Barry and Brian? Brian was in the...
Are they all Bee Gees?
Brian was in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Brian...
Brian Adams was in the Bee Gees.
Barry Elon. Brian Adams.
Elon Gibbs.
And Rihanna.
G-C-D-E-F. This is how it
Larry Gibbs.
That sounds familiar.
Barry and Larry and Gary.
Barry, Larry, and Gary. Gary Tribula.
Trevor Gibbs. David Gibbs.
Harry. I, J,
Michael Gibbs.
John K.
Tim Gibb.
L- Hans Gibbs.
Randolph Gibbs.
P-C-U-S-T.
Chandler Gibbs.
Thomas.
Ross Gibbs.
V-W-S. I mean, the brain's trust are useless right now.
Yes. And how did running through the alphabet go?
Benjamin Gibbs.
I wasn't having a very good time with them. I got distracted because every time I got to something, I had people
one of the Friends characters yelled at you.
I'm helping.
Barry.
There are no bad answers.
Is Robin one of them?
Robin Gibbs.
I can't tell whether Karen, so. You're like feeding us the answers or sending us to the garden.
I don't know the answers until the end.
Oh, right. So you don't know.
Reuben Gibbs.
But I do. I sort of have a vague memory that Robin.
Champ Gibbs.
Barry, Robin. I mean, let's Sam go. We're still waiting. You know, we might as well put down Barry and Robin at least because no one else.
Vicky Gibbs.
Barry, Robin. And Vicky.
Hey, I'm Vicky Gibbs. What Gibbs?
What Gibbs?
Robbie Gibbs. Robert Gibbs?
Robbie Gibbs.
Well, we've got Robin already.
Robin.
So yeah, I guess he's Robbie Gibbs. Yeah.
Robbie Gibbs.
Michael Gibbs.
I've already said that. I said that.
I know, but there was so much going on at the time when you said it.
And there was nothing behind it. I'm just saying names.
Yes, I was hoping that Michael, something will spark. Michael's kind of... I'm feeling like it. Let's go, Michael.
Let's go, Michael. Let's see how we go.
Michael Gibbs. That's 10 questions.
Hey.
How do you feel you did, Tina?
I think I did well. No.
Last time you got 100% right.
No, I've got to be honest with you. Last time, I feel a little bit tricky about a few of those questions that I wasn't very knowledgeable on. But I had a wonderful brains trust.
Mm. Did you?
Last time.
Mm. Yeah.
Who helped? And I said, no, you're wonderful. No, I just, to be honest with you, so I'm a little bit, I'm actually mostly excited to find out the actual answers.
Well, let's do that right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which blood type is a universal donor? You said O negative, and it's O negative.
Yeah.
Question number two. Which team event was last seen at the 1920 Olympics in Antwerp? You said croquet, but it's tug of war.
Tug of war.
They used to get a gold medal for tug of war. Humans, chimpanzees, gorillas, and koalas have fingerprints.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
you are right. That was a complete nutter guess.
What about orangutans?
Well, I'm not sure. It doesn't say here. Question before. What was the first message sent by Morse code? You said 1-2, but it was what hath God wrought?
Mm. Oh, I would never have got that.
Which is quite different.
We were close.
Lame.
Yes.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art is colloquially known as the Met.
Yes.
Yes.
Points there. A single strand of spaghetti is called, you said, noodle, but it's spaghetto.
Oh, someone said that earlier.
That's not right.
Can't remember who it was. Question number seven. President Macron is trying to raise the age from 62 to 64 to get the pension. Two extra years and the country's not very happy about that. The eight Australian students who sent spiders on the ill-fated Columbia space mission were hoping to find out if spiders make webs in low gravity.
Yes. Boom. Well done, darling.
BMW, unfortunately, does not stand for Big Motor Wheels, but instead stands for Bavarian Motor Works.
Close.
Mm.
And the three Gibb brothers from the Bee Gees are Barry, Robin, and Maurice.
Oh, damn. That was close.
Giving you 4 out of 10. Yes.
Oh, I thought we had more than that.
No, you didn't. Oh. No.
That was a terrible result.
It felt like six or seven.
You felt glass half full, aren't you?
Exactly.
Very optimistic.
It felt more victorious than what it was.
Well, when I tell people, people who won't listen to the end of this
tell
podcast,
them that you got 10 out of 10.
Say I got 10 out of 10.
Yes.
And then next time when you're on here, you can say, I got 10 out of 10.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for being here, Louis Barnard, taking time out of your Shanks business.
Thank you. I better get sticking and get picking which people I want to sell to give a great shiv and
because
a great bargain.
Grip it.
And rip it. And by grip it, I mean the money that you just paid me in my hand back to you if you are not satisfied with all the ripping and the shivs.
Do you have any sort of customer reviews on Google?
I have a great customer review by none other than Ben Russell.
Oh, the comedian.
Yes. And
He bought a custom shank. What did he get done?
He got his face.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so he would
Brand.
And he said that he stabbed his friend Greg multiple times.
Oh dear.
And out of enrage.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair enough.
And Greg did not die, and that was a good thing.
That's good. That's great news.
Yeah. So that's what you want.
Greg's appearing on a show with Ben, I think.
Yes, we're doing a show. We're doing a show called The Election Show, him.
Yes.
In brackets, not political satire at all.
Great.
So it's like an election night with no politics. Real politics.
During the Melbourne International Comedy
Festival. During the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at Comedy Republic. Thank you. Go to comedyrepublic.com.au for more details.
That's it. Thank you very much for being here. Louis Barnard.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And Dirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Taking
very
time
good
out.
To be here. Yeah.
Because, you know, you obviously get up early every morning to bake in your bakery.
That's right,
I imagine you have to stay quite late to sell the tools, which you never got around to.
That's right, yes. We have to lay out the tools early in the morning, late in the night, as we say in Germany.
Is that a saying, is it?
Yeah, we say it in English, though. Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yeah. Do you have any, because it's a strange blend of businesses there. Do you have any customers that just want both of those things?
Yes, there's a nice little boy. He's half German, so I let him in sometimes, but sometimes not. Just another bit of German humor. His name is John Walpole of Jon Walpole, and he is doing a show. I don't know quite how to say it in English. It's sort of ein Mann, zwei Mann. I think it's one man performing a two man show, so it's sort of he's on his own, but his stage partner didn't show up, so he has to do it all on his own.
Oh,
and that will be in Adelaide in early March
at the Fringe.
The Fringe.
Mm.
Adelaide, of course, has a great German population.
Yeah, out in
Handorf.
That's very good. I sometimes go out there and do the bell ringing. You know, where you ring multiple bells?
You've got to ring the bells.
Yeah, you know, like a musical
instrument.
It's
a German thing. You got to ring bells. People love ringing fucking bells. It's crazy.
Yeah, What's wrong with ringing
Nothing's
bells?
Nothing's wrong. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong about
have
it.
Have you ever rung a bell? It's exhilarating.
I've never rung a bell in my life.
Well, thank you for being here, Dirk.
And the show will also be on at Melbourne International Comedy Festival in April.
And Tina Del Twist, congratulations on 4 out of 10.
Thank you so much. I feel honoured and disrespected.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, tell people 10 out of 10 if you like. When's Tina popping up next? Is Tina performing?
I'm doing lots of gigs with the gays recently, to be honest with you. I'm doing World Pride.
World Pride's coming up in
World
Sydney.
World Pride. I'm doing Chill Out Festival in Daylesford. I'm doing doing some things in Adelaide Fringe. I'll be popping up in Melbourne Comedy Festival and Brisbane Comedy Festival, you know, all the things.
Scattered.
Google
out.
Me. Yes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Tina Del Twist, just pop me in.
Or pop Tina Del Twist on ChatGPT and see what comes up.
See what comes up.
It's a brand new show.
It's Tina Del Twist and Shelve.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Del Twist. That is Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.